we see the breakdown of an economic system. And so a lot of attention focusing on fixing the economic system and forgetting that there is also a human rights crisis, both linked to that system and aggravated by that system.
So the credit crunch has had a direct impact on human rights.
Of course, if you look at it in very simple terms, it's affecting people's ability to meet basic needs. Now, it's leading when export-oriented economies are being hit by it, workers are being laid off, migrant workers are being sent home, and that's having an impact in countries like Bangladesh, Mexico, Philippines. That's then leading internally to sometimes social tensions, to loss of revenue on the part of some of these governments because of fall of remittances, and that affects then the social services that these people would have, the poorest people would have relied on. So we actually see a direct impact from it, if you follow the trail, hitting the poorest badly. We also see other types of indirect impacts. We've seen, for instance, in parts of Africa, in Benin, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, where people have protested, they are being treated, you know, the response has been very harsh. Tunisia, where two people were killed last year during the labor unrest.
So would you say, looking across the world, and I know it's very difficult to aggregate these things, looking across the planet, that as the world economy has gone into recession, human rights has already also taken a dive?
Human rights is taking a hit. The World Bank says 53 million people will be affected by the economic crisis, pushed back into poverty. 120 million were affected last year with the hike of food prices. And that, of course, continues to affect many, many of the poorer countries of the world. International Labour Office is talking about 18 to 50 million people losing jobs. And in most of these cases, it is the poorest that are suffering. You know, if you look at in Africa, when commodity prices are going down, it actually affects countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo and the poorest people who are working in the mines there. So you can see down the food chain, as you go down the chain, that the poorest are being hit very badly, and that's playing out in terms of economic and social rights. Many people are really very much now on the edge of survival. And in most cases, when Amnesty has documented issues of poverty, what we find is that the poorest are also the most marginalized, the most discriminated. In Latin America, which is possibly the most unequal region in the world now, if you look at who is really below the poverty line or the extreme poverty line, they tend to be the indigenous people, the isolated rural people, the Afro-Caribbeans. So discrimination, together with deprivation, is having a huge impact on the lives of these people, and very often it is linked also to insecurity.